miss our children to Children's Church. And Ron, you come and share with us. Before you share, I'd like to have a word of prayer here for you before you share with us. Thank you, Pastor. Father, we're so grateful for Ron and his ministry with the Gideons. We're thankful for the leadership that he gives them. We're thankful, Father, for his love for your word. And Father, now as he shares with us, speak through him to our hearts. Help us to be receptive and help us to have open hearts to say to you this morning, do your work in us. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Well, good morning. My wife told me that I needed to look like a Gideon this morning. So hopefully I do. And this yellow tie, that's to kind of keep you awake. Well, there was a Bible waiting for me. That's the testimony of Joshua Hamsa. Life started out well enough for Joshua. In fact, as a young boy, his mother had received Christ as her Savior and was very involved in her local church. Joshua was in church three times a week, participated in Sunday school, Awana, Vacation Bible School, and various youth services. Growing up, Joshua knew a lot about God, but it was all head knowledge, not heart knowledge. However, by the time he was 14, his life had taken a turn for the worse. He began to rebel. He was grounded, but that didn't stop Joshua from becoming a chronic runaway. At age 15, his drawings and writings, discovered in a notebook, became so worrying that his parents notified the police. The police were so concerned with what they read and that they charged him with felony harassment, and the court system removed him from his parents' home and placed him in a homeless shelter for teenagers. His life continued to spiral downward, and soon Joshua was breaking curfew and even became involved with a local pedophile ring. Dealing drugs, vandalizing, stealing, it all became a constant way of life for him. And not only dealing drugs, he became addicted to drugs, doing whatever was necessary to obtain what he wanted, including cheating, forgery, and even attempted murder. Over the next 10 years, he was charged with over 30 felonies in three different states. He defrauded banks, sold drugs to kids, and was investigated by the Secret Service for federal weapons charges and forgery. Finally, in 2014, the police kicked down the door of his room, and he was arrested and put in jail, awaiting extradition. But God hadn't given up on Joshua. Turns out his bunkmate in jail was a believer who led a group Bible study. The Holy Spirit began to work on Joshua, and after one particular Bible study, Joshua, realizing that his life was out of control, surrendered to the Lord Jesus, saying, "My life isn't worth anything, but if you want it, it's all yours." Not having a Bible of his own, Joshua requested one from the chaplain. Wouldn't you know, it was a Gideon Bible. Shortly afterwards, Joshua was sent to a holding facility and wasn't allowed to take that Gideon Bible with him. So he requested another one, and lo and behold, when he arrived, there was a Bible waiting for me. The same thing happened later on when authorities transferred him to another facility in Kern County, then to a facility in Fresno, Shasta, Multnomah, and Spokane. Everywhere that Joshua was transferred, a Bible was waiting for him. Further miracles continued for Joshua when he was unexpectedly released from prison in 2015, and later, Secret Service dropped the case against him. With prison behind him, Joshua began the next chapter in his life. He married, moved to Southern California, and became certified by the North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners as a photovoltaic professional, working for a solar energy company in California. Today, he's now the father of a beautiful baby boy, an active member of the Gideons in Fillmore, California. He proudly confesses that when God makes a promise to save and restore, he fulfills it with more than you could ask, think, or imagine. And when God says in Isaiah 55:11 that his words will not return void, truly, Joshua will tell you that this scripture has been fulfilled, all because of a Gideon Bible. We praise the Lord for that. Well, maybe you're asking, who or what are the Gideons? Well, the Gideons International is an association of born-again Christian business and professional men. God has been with the Gideon Ministry since 1899, and he is still with us today. Our one purpose, our one mission, is to share the gospel with the world in some 199 countries and in 109 languages. You know, Pastor just concluded or is about to conclude a series entitled God is Still With Us. And God is still with this ministry as we place Bibles in designated traffic lanes of life, places like hotels, motels, hospitals, convalescent homes. He's with us as we distribute New Testaments to students in schools, colleges, to prisoners and to police, fire and medical personnel, as well as men and women in the armed forces. God is still with us as we visit congregations just like ours to let you know how God is using the seeds that we are sowing. We are an extension of this church and work in partnership with you all around the world. And it is through God's grace that we have placed and distributed over 56 million scriptures in 2023. Places that churches, missionaries, and other ministries may not be able to go. For instance, like the nation of Egypt. God is still with us in this country, despite all that has happened in the news recently with the Israel-Hamas war. What you may not know is that the Gideons have been in Egypt for nearly 50 years, distributing over 3.1 million scriptures to the people there. We have over 1,200 dedicated Gideons and their wives in Egypt, born-again Christians eager to share the good news of Jesus Christ, and new souls are being won despite the hardships of living in a country that is a Muslim. For instance, after some of our Egyptian brothers had visited a local jail, Gideon International received a handwritten letter signed by 14 men from seven different countries. They told how each man's life was changed by the power of Jesus Christ. They wrote, "We came to prison to pay for our crimes, but we have found freedom that is much better than physical freedom, freedom from bondage to sin and to Satan. And since we now know Christ, we can be sure our sins are forgiven." Brothers and sisters, forgiveness is a joy that you and I can identify with as well. Yes, the promise of Isaiah 55:11 is being fulfilled. God's word does not return void. As men and women, boys and girls come to Christ through reading a scripture placed by Gideons all around the world. Let me share a testimony with you about how God is still with us in Romania. An officer in the Romanian army was about to be baptized, but before the ceremony could proceed, he asked the pastor, "Do you remember me?" Well, he went on to confess that 15 years earlier, he had stopped that exact same congregation from baptizing people in a nearby lake. And worse, he had everyone there arrested and put in jail. Later, while still in the army, he received a New Testament from the Gideons, and after reading it, he gave his life to Christ. He said, "I caused each of you to be arrested. However, today, I am a new creation in Christ. Today, I am a Christian. Please forgive me for what I did." He was then baptized, and later that same day became a Gideon. I know you would agree that God is still with us. God was also with Tom Moore the night that the North Carolina state troopers told him that all of his friends had died. Those words still haunt Tom to this very day. After the Vietnam War, Tom and his four buddies were stationed in Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. And after they had gotten a 3-day pass, they decided to check into a motel and go out that night and hit every bar that they could. While waiting for his friends to get ready, Tom relaxed on the bed in his room. And while lying there, he noticed a Gideon Bible on the nightstand next to his bed. He picked it up, opened it up to Luke chapter 15, the story of the prodigal son. As he read it, Tom realized that story fit him to a T. And after finishing the story of the prodigal son, Tom went back and started reading in the book of Matthew. When his buddies knocked on the door, he knew he had to make a decision. Either stay in that motel room, continue reading his Bible, or join his friends for a night of drinking. He decided to stay there in that room and give his life to the Lord. He accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. A few hours later, while still reading, he heard another knock on his door. This time it was two North Carolina state troopers. They asked him if he knew the following names, and then they read the names of his four friends. Tom said he did and then asked why, and they told him that there had been an accident and they were all dead. The only thing Tom remembers about that night was taking the Gideon Bible from his room. He was still in shock when the next Sunday he walked into a little country church and committed his life to Jesus Christ. While the journey hasn't been an easy one for Tom, today he is a committed Christian and an ordained pastor, all because of a Gideon Bible. God was certainly with Tom, and he is with you too. Every day in the Gideon ministry, we see God's hand on every copy of his word, even if it's just a single page. That's what happened when the Gideons went to El Salvador. God was with us there as we were offering New Testaments to children at a school that had both afternoon and morning sessions. The distribution went well that morning, but when they came back that afternoon, they found some of the scriptures that they had passed out earlier had been torn and ripped up. The Gideons picked up all the pages they could find and prepared for the afternoon distribution. When that last distribution was over, they were on their way home and they stopped at a store on the edge of town. Sitting on the doorstep was a young man. He was crying. As they approached him, he looked up and asked, "Can you tell me about this man that I've been reading about? This man, Jesus?" In his hand was a single page torn from one of those Gideon to New Testaments. A couple of Gideons stayed with that young man. The others went inside where they met an older man. He too was crying. "That's my son out there," he said. "I've never seen him cry before. You have to tell me about this man named Jesus." That day, both father and son received Christ as their Savior. That day, both father and son celebrated that God was still with us. We all agree it's important for people to have the Word of God. It's such a simple idea, really. Giving a New Testament to somebody or putting a Bible in a hotel room. Yet it's an incredibly effective way to share the love of God and to tell folks that God is still with us. For instance, God was still with us the night that Elliot Osowit planned to kill himself. It was Christmas Eve. His wife had just locked him out of the house. But who could really blame her? Elliot was not what you would call a good husband or a good father. For years, he had traveled the world, pursuing success, indulging in everything that he wanted, all kinds of immoral activities. This left his wife at home, struggling to raise their two grandchildren and coping with breast cancer at the same time. So here was Elliot in a motel room on Christmas Eve with a gun in his hand. But on the TV stand was an open Gideon Bible. Elliot was irritated. He was ticked. He knocked it to the floor and tried to kick it under the bed, but it wouldn't go. You see, the bed frame was solid right down to the floor, and the Bible was still open. He picked it up. It opened up to John 14, verse 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Well, Elliot spent 3 days in that hotel room reading that Bible. On the following Sunday, he attended church with his wife and gave his life to Christ. But that's not the end of the testimony. Elliot Oswit was called by God into the ministry and now is a pastor in North Carolina. You see, God is still with us, no matter what our situation might be. Yet millions of people have never heard the good news, and many will never own a copy of the scripture unless one is given to them. It's so easy for us to obtain Bibles here in America. It's difficult to understand how precious a copy of God's word is to so many people around the world. In some countries, Gideon New Testaments may be the only books that children in school have to study. That's the way it was in Ghana. God was with us there when a group of Gideons distributed over 300,000 scriptures, many to just school children, in just 2 weeks. After one of the distributions, a teacher came up to the Gideons and said, "They will read and understand this Bible because I'm their reading teacher. This is going to be our textbook, and it will be the first book that they can call their own." "I know God must have sent you today," she said. "When are you coming back?" Well, with more than 500 schools yet to be visited in that one city in Ghana, we estimate that there are at least 600,000 additional school children waiting for scriptures of their own. Praise God that He is still with us to help reach those children. So when are we going to go back? Well, as soon as funds are available. We're distributing more than 108 scriptures a minute, yet the need is far greater. It's our prayer that God will open the eyes of believers all around the world, even like yourselves here at Christ Church, to the tremendous need in the world today. Speaking of prayer, that's our number one need in this ministry, because really this is a spiritual ministry. Please pray for a steady flow of funds to purchase scriptures and for open doors to the countries and communities that need them the most. If God has placed it on your heart, I would ask you to partner with us financially. Every scripture that we distribute, every salvation testimony, is the result of the generosity of somebody just like you. Now, I know that with today's high prices, we all like to find bargains. My wife can tell you that she loves bargains. She finds some fabulous ones every summer at rummage sales. But let me tell you about an even better bargain than anything my sweetheart has ever found. One that has eternal benefits. It's this little New Testament here that we pass out to children at schools. Despite years of inflation, this little testament here costs an average just $1.53. Think of it. $1.53 will not only purchase a testament such as that, but it covers the cost of shipping it to any place in the world. Plus, it'll be delivered in person. You can't beat that. That's a bargain. And these Bibles, like this one that you find in hotel rooms and hospital rooms and various places, they have not risen in over 20 years. They're still just $5 a piece. They have the potential to reach more than 2,300 people over the course of an average lifetime of about 6 years. And remember, you don't have to wait for an annual Gideon message like the one I'm giving you now to purchase scriptures. You can do that throughout the year using the Gideon card program. And in the foyer there on each side there of the sanctuary, you can find Gideon cards. There's thinking of you cards. There's cards for recognition of special events, just praying for you and in memorial for those who have passed on. These cards can recognize all kinds of important events. And when you contribute to the scriptures through these card programs, you send Bibles all around the world. If you are led to partner with us, You can make a check payable to the Gideons or use the credit card form that's included in the Gideon insert there in your bulletin this morning. And if you have any questions, I'll be standing in the back of the sanctuary after the service with an open Bible. I'd like to conclude with this final story, a story that came to a surprising and tragic ending. On the morning of June 18th of 2023, just last summer, at 9:45 Eastern Daylight Time, the U.S. Navy underwater sound detection program designed to locate military submarines detected a strong acoustic signature calculated to have occurred about 350 miles off the coast of Newfoundland in the North Atlantic Ocean. Within a matter of hours, this underwater signal would be tied to the violent implosion of the Titan submersible operated by American Tourism and Expedition Company OceanGate. The Titan was making the first dive of the year to view the wreckage of the Titanic, some 12,500 feet down on the ocean floor. An hour and 45 minutes into that dive, all communication with the submersible was lost. A massive search and rescue effort by the United States, Canada, and the French commenced. And it would end only days later, after the remains of the Titan were discovered some 1,600 feet away from the Titanic's wreckage. Lost in the destruction of the Titan was OceanGate's CEO and founder, Stockton Rush, along with Paul Henri Narjolet, a former French Navy commander, deep sea explorer, and Titanic expert. Also, Hamish Harding, a wealthy British businessman who a year prior had flown into space on Jeff Bezos' rocket, the Blue Origin. Also killed in that tragic accident was Shahzada Daywood, a Pakistani-British businessman, and his 19-year-old son, Suleiman. Their loss, while truly a tragic accident, happened almost instantaneously. According to experts, the catastrophic implosion occurred in just a few milliseconds. It was so fast that their eyes couldn't see, their ears couldn't hear, their brain couldn't register the lightning-quick destruction. Adding to this tragedy were several ignored warnings about the Titan's safety. You see, for 5 years, various maritime agencies and experts had been warning the company about the Titan's experimental design flaws. Despite the warnings, Stockton Rush ignored these concerns and pressed ahead with his ill-fated plans for commercial venture and success. Just like Stockton Rush, we too can choose to ignore the warnings of Scripture and plunge ahead with our own plans in life, failing to heed the warnings that Jesus has and his outstretched hands. If we fail to listen to him, the consequences are drastic and tragic, just like the Titan. But you know, it doesn't have to end that way. We can choose the lifeline that's offered by our Savior, Jesus Christ. We can turn from our path of sin, and we can know that we have eternal life with him in heaven. Don't put that important decision off if you've never made it. Listen to his voice, for if you fail to heed his voice, you get dull of hearing. And after a while, you can't hear. Choose life instead. Choose it today. I'm sure Pastor Golden and any one of our elders would be happy to visit with you this morning about that important life-changing decision. And speaking of Pastor, I want to thank him for the wonderful opportunity that he's given me to share with you today the worldwide ministry of Gideon's International. God has been with this ministry for over 120 years, and he is still with us today. And not only with this ministry, he's with this congregation. He's with me. He's with you. May God richly bless each one of you. Thank you for this opportunity, and let me close in prayer. Father, I just want to thank you for being able to share the wonderful ministry of the Gideons to this wonderful congregation of mine, to let them know about, Father, your care and concern for each and every person, man and woman, boy or girl, all around the world, and that how you've been using this ministry for so many years to change lives. And so, Father, I just thank you for that. And I thank you for our pastor and for this church who has so faithfully supported the ministry of the Gideons. And now, Father, I pray a special blessing upon each one here this morning. And I give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. Amen.